If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Discover the story of the culture warrior, Don Wildman, and how he went head-to-head with Hollywood, Playboy, the homosexual agenda, and the Disney empire. The movement Don started paved the way for Christians to boldly stand for truth and righteousness in a hostile culture. Watch Culture Warrior today for free. Visit culturewarrior.movie.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
888-589-8840 is the number to call if you have never been on the air with us before.
All right, so first time callers only.
That's it. Once a mystery question, if you happen to land on it, answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. What? Hey. He hit the wrong button. The beloved rim shot.
Hey, welcome everybody to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. It's Friday the
26th, June 26th.
Sorry for the delay there. I look at my phone. It's sad, isn't it?
I mean, the all-knowing
phone.
You
look at your phone for time, date, alarm clock, right. Everything. All right, Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Brother Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Professor Ed, I should say, here on Learning University.
Sure.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Great to be here. People remember the Daniel diet, and there have been a lot of diets, a lot of fads. The newest diet out is the garlic diet.
Yeah.
Now, you don't actually lose any weight, but when your friends see you from a distance, you look thinner.
You look smaller.
Wait a minute. The Daniel diet...
Yeah, you
yeah.
remember that?
I missed that one.
Oh, it was a big deal in the maybe late 80s,
'90s. I was ignoring diets of all kinds at that time.
Yeah.
In late 80s.
Huh? Yeah, you were playing poker with the guys between classes at college.
I didn't care what I ate back in that day.
No.
that era.
Was really unfair, wasn't it?
Yeah. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. First-time callers only.
Oh, so good.
If you've never been on the air with us, but you wanted to be on and ask and answer, then today is your day. And, Ed, what is that phone number for people to call?
I'm glad you asked, Tim. Here's the phone number if you want to be on with us, 888-589-8840.
Okay. Give it one more time.
888-589-8840.
8840. There
you go. Is the number to call. And it's, like you said, first-time callers. You do need to be 11 years old or older to be on this here show with us. And, JJ, one of the nine questions, we have three questions each. One of those nine questions is going to be something special.
It's a mystery question. We'll give out our original nine questions, as you mentioned. One is a mystery question. You don't know which one it is.
No, you don't.
Hence the mystery. But if you happen to land on it and answer mm-hmm. correctly, you'll mm-hmm. hear this sound.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Ah, beloved cowbell.
Beloved.
You're going to win a great T-shirt. It's newly designed. Tim Wildman is holding it up for those of you who are watching as well as listening. Ed, how can people watch the show?
Well, they can go to Facebook or YouTube and search for Today's Issues. That's the name of this show, Monday through Thursday.
You can also search for The Meaning of Life there.
You can
I don't know
search.
What you'll get on YouTube. You may get some wacky stuff. But
yeah, you don't know what kind of answers you'll get, but you can search for The Meaning of Life.
Yeah.
Or you can go to our own streaming service. It's a streaming platform, stream.afa.net, stream.afa.net. If you want to look at, if you don't have access to video or you're just listening, but you do eventually want to take a look and see what these T-shirts look like, you can go to our online store. That's at resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net.
Okay.
Take a look at it. We also have all kinds of other products and resources there to learn a few things, find gifts. I hate to say that, guys, but we're almost through with June. You need to start thinking about Christmas presents, folks.
I thought of Tim Wildman yesterday, and if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. I took my daughter, Tegan, on a daddy-daughter date, and we went to Cracker Barrel, a big section, huge section of Halloween stuff.
Oh.
In Cracker Barrel. It's not even, it's June.
Yeah.
We're not talking the end of August or September. And Tim would, you know, he'd mock some of these retailers and say, well, that's just about like so-and-so putting out decorations, putting out, you know, the decorations before the other holiday. We got Father's Day in the rearview mirror. It's still June in this humongous section right. as soon as you walk in the door. And even my daughter said, what in the world? who's Do they not have a calendar?
Cracker Barrel, they pull out Christmas in August. They get everything ready for Christmas in August. So, they're 5-6 months ahead of everything.
Well,
they're,
plus, folks, if you our online store is a good place to get maybe some Labor Day presents for, you know, family.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
That's a big present popular gift swapping.
Big to the American economy, that Labor Day
gift buy. Helps.
You guys say that. I had a guy at church when, you know, Father's Day.
Yeah.
And he said he had heard the day before where Father's Day comes in at 10th as far as holidays. Attention, money spent on gifts. And he said it was Christmas. It was Mother's Day, Easter, Valentine's. And he said Father's Day came in right after Flag Day.
Flag Day.
I think he was kidding. But it goes to the point where Tim, 15 years ago, told me, mothers get all this praise, you nurture, you love, you sacrifice, and dads say, guys, you need to do better. You know, every Father's Day sermon, and when he said that, I started realizing I'd never heard anything but that. Yeah. When I was invited on a Sunday morning, I would do that. Dad, come on, you got to step up
to the
plate.
You get to the end of the worship service, the pastor says, stand up if you can be a better dad. I want you to stand up out there and be a man out there.
Okay? Could have been a slacker.
Yeah, I just got through with my...
Moms are knocking it over the park.
Right.
You guys, you men are horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
10 points to being a better dad.
So number 10 on the holidays,
right after Flag Day.
After everybody exchanges gifts for Flag
Day. That makes me feel pretty bad. Right after Flag Day.
I tell my kids, just give me golf balls I can lose on your behalf. You know, I
can not ones that you're sorry
as I hit this ball in the woods, never to be found again. I will remember you.
Now let me ask you this: I just now thought of this.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to delay the inevitable here, but you mentioned losing balls in the woods.
Yeah.
Do you ever go looking for a ball and then see two or three others?
Oh that's a happy moment.
You know, that's like like putting on a winter coat and finding a $5 bill in the pocket.
No,
you know,
it is.
You go, oh man, this is bummer. Now, I'm distressed. Wait, this is a win.
Yeah.
If you're a good golfer, I mean, a really good golfer, have high expectations of yourself.
Yeah.
No, you don't stay in the woods looking for golf balls. But if you're an average duffer like me, and you go to the woods and you've lost your ball, and you find three, you consider it a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't care that you hit your golf ball in the woods.
Right.
You found three. There was a reason and a purpose and a mission to that.
You know, to your point, if I ever start golfing, I'm going to go with a snorkel. I'm going to be the only guy that's got his golf bag and a snorkel.
And a snorkel.
Because you could really rack up if you dive in the pond looking for your ball.
There are companies, and I'm serious about this, and their sole job, they go around the golf courses, and they go in the ponds and the lakes.
And they do that?
And they'll stay there for a week, and they'll retrieve
hundreds
or thousands of golf balls. It's really amazing.
And what do they do with them? They just resell them?
Some of them resell them. Yeah, they resell them. So, anyway, all right. So, by the way, my mom is here. Yeah, she's watching.
She's waving.
She's in the peanut gallery, as they say.
Yeah.
And she's here, and she's turned 86 this week, Linda Wildman.
Wonderful.
Amen.
86.
All right, I got to throw this.
Precious lady.
86 years old.
Godly, gorgeous, wise, right there beside Brother Don's side.
You're talking about me or Miss Linda?
I'm talking about Miss Linda, wonderful mother of four children and grandmother and great-grandmother. But I want to throw in, she held a basketball record. She was a serious basketball player in high school. And
56, Mom?
Set some records.
She scored 56 points in one game.
Wow.
Before there was a three-pointer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Before the three-pointer,
yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah,
back
so serious, add serious athlete, an elite athlete to all those other nice things we mentioned.
That makes me want to say, Caitlin who?
All right, go ahead, Ed. What do you got?
All right, here are my three questions. James Fenimore Cooper wrote a famous 1826 frontier classic of American literature. What was the name of the novel? James Fenimore Cooper's famous novel. What was the name of it?
He was a father of Alex. Alice
Cooper.
Yeah. Who I don't think he wrote a novel, though.
Right.
Welcome to My Nightmare.
Yeah. Listen.
Well, maybe that was a novel. I don't know.
School's out for summer, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Go ahead.
All right. And now here's a question, folks. If you can answer, I'm going to pull a Tim Wildman here. If you can answer this question without looking it up or without asking someone, we're going to send you a T-shirt.
Amen.
So I've been doing constitutional questions about the Bill of Rights and the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Here's this week's question. What five rights does the First Amendment to the Constitution protect? What five rights does the First Amendment to the Constitution protect?
Or as they say down south, rights.
Rights. Rights.
Huh? What five rights?
What five rights?
Okay.
Does the First Amendment to the Constitution
for people who are listening in the South who need to know what you're saying.
So if you can answer that without asking somebody or looking it up, you'll win a T-shirt.
Interrupted the question. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you can look it up if you want. You just don't get the T-shirt. All right, and third question, a true-false. In 1932, the Australian government launched the Great Emu War to annihilate emus, which were devastating farmers' crops.
Wow.
Is that true or false? The Great Emu War in Australia to annihilate emus. Is that true or false?
Disappointing.
Here's what I've got. First question, Bible question. Who was the wife of King Ahab? Yeah. Who was the wife of King Ahab? Second question, what is the name for a human third molar? What is the name for a human third molar?
I played that in high school.
The third molar?
Mm-hmm. I was the third molar. I never did get to start.
You weren't on the first chair.
No, I wasn't on the first chair of molars.
And when you were out there on the field with the marching band playing the third molar, that was a sweet sound.
Wildman.
Wildman. I named mine Billy Bob.
Billy Bob Molar?
Yeah.
Third question, muscle car question. I've been throwing in some car questions.
All right.
So the Roadrunner, the Barracuda, and the Duster were all muscle cars under what brand? You know, like Ford or Chevy. You know, when you say, hey, the Roadrunner, the Cuda, and the Duster, you know, it's interesting that you'd say that.
You did it better.
So there's my three questions.
Okay. Here are my three questions. Number one, how many live crusades did Billy Graham hold? 200, 300, or 400?
Wow.
How many live crusades did Billy Graham hold over his illustrious career? 200, 300, or 400?
Any of those answers is impressive.
I know. Number two, what was the highest rated TV show of the 1950s? I'm talking about overall.
The whole decade?
During the decade, overall, what was the highest rated television show in the 1950s? And number three, listen carefully. We were talking about the immigrants to America.
Were we?
Well, we've been talking about that as part of our 250th celebration.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Because we had to have people come here, or we wouldn't be talking today.
Gotcha. Somebody had to kick the Indians off their land, right?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. listen carefully to this question. The majority of white Americans trace their ancestry back to Great Britain, okay? A majority. By Great Britain, I mean England, Wales, and Scotland.
Okay.
So set that aside.
All right.
That's where a majority of white Americans trace their ancestry to. Now, my question is, what are the next three places that white Americans trace their ancestry to? Oh,
that's a really good question.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does.
Okay. So there you go. Let's go to the phones.
All right. We're going to go to Texas first out of the gate. And Avery is on the line, 12 years old. Avery, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Avery. Welcome to the program. Where do you live in Texas?
In Texas.
Okay.
In Kettner, Texas.
Good. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Can I do both?
Yes. Which question you want to answer?
Can I do the Bible question?
Here we go. Who was the wife of King Ahab?
Jezebel.
Yes.
Are we clapping for Jezebel?
No, yeah. We're not clapping for Jezebel.
We're not clapping for Jezebel.
Okay, I didn't know. I was kind of awkward there.
We're clapping for Avery.
She was horrible. We're clapping that Avery knows the Bible and is reading the Bible. Jezebel of Sidon, one of the worst, most wicked, horrible women. To this day, people do not name their daughters Jezebel.
Where Jezebel of where?
Sidon, I think. But yeah,
where were the other Jezebels from?
That's a good question.
Jezebel from Boston.
Jezebel from Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn,
right. Yeah. But she, if you remember, I get Elijah and Elisha mixed up. But I think Elijah and the at the Baal, the Mount Carmel, the battle there, and after defeating 450 or maybe double that, then Jezebel said, "Before this day's over, I'm going to kill Elijah." And then he took off and ran from her after.
He was flat worn out.
Nothing. Well, that's what it was. Yeah.
I mean, huh?
Right.
So
he was all tuckered out.
But she was horrible.
But anyway, right. Our caller, Avery, is correct.
And cheating that man out of his vineyard and all of the false prophets and getting him killed. Yeah. Hey, way to go, Avery, knowing your Bible. What's your question for us?
I actually have a joke.
Okay.
We're ready.
What did the DJ call his son?
What did the DJ call his son? Skip.
Why you say
that?
Oh,
I like that.
I'm sure it's wrong. But
Are you spitballing?
I was spitballing.
Yeah. I give up. What's the answer?
Eric.
What was it?
Eric?
Yeah, Eric.
Eric, maybe the sound that it makes
is that,
when you're
talking about the sound of the record.
That's good.
All right.
Avery, you're too young to remember this, but maybe for the grandparents that are listening, this is pretty bizarre. When I was a baby, because I'm a DJ.
Yeah.
When I was a baby, I was vaccinated with a phonograph needle, but it didn't affect me none. Affect me none.
Hey, have you ever played, Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head, by B.J. Thompson? You remember?
B.J. Thompson,
have you ever played that backwards?
We can't say the lyrics on air.
You ought to try that sometime.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, eerie. Anyway, thank you, Avery.
Thank you. She started it out good.
Answered a Bible question.
Had a nice little DJ riddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
all right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, we thank you for listening. You can watch the show on YouTube, Facebook, or our streaming service, which is what, Ed?
Stream.afa.net.
Stream.afa.net, our streaming service. Any of those are available to you. Just type in Trivia Friday, or Today's Issues. Type in Today's Issues, and you'll find the live video stream there. I think we're also on X. Is that right? On X. So, go ahead. Who's next, Ed?
All right, we're going to go to Georgia this time around, and Georgia. Teresa is on the line. Teresa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
Hey, good morning, Teresa. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Georgia?
I live in the big city of Leesburg, Georgia, which is just north of Albany, Georgia.
Okay. I've been there. I did a pregnancy resource center banquet there 5 or 6 years ago.
Is that Amazon man at your house there, Teresa? What's going on?
Your dog's barking in the background.
Yes, I know. No, we're dog sitting our grand dog for the weekend, and we have four of our own, and so they just have a ball together.
Now, Teresa, you seem like you got a bubbly personality, so I'm just going to throw this out there. It's June, so I'm asking, have you been to a wedding? Do you have a garden? Have you guys got VBS underway, and or have you been on family vacation? Any of that happening, like the typical June stuff happening in your world?
We did VBS week before last at our church, yes.
Check. Okay. You didn't go to a wedding this month?
No.
Okay.
No, I ain't got any. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because they almost always have them outside.
I'll be honest with you.
Tell us how you really feel.
I usually get the mail before Allison does. And I
here
try
we
to
go.
Screen out those wedding
here,
invitations.
Here we go.
You know, and sort of accidentally lose them. You
put
know?
It in the shredder.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad about it, but I don't really want to.
I don't think you feel bad
you
about it at all.
You want to lose out a whole Saturday?
Not only know? That, but word. Most June weddings oh, nowadays word. Are outside.
Yeah, I don't know what these people
folks,
are thinking.
Yeah. Folks, you think definitely. Tim's kidding. My daughter, who he's Tim knew, he came to the hospital when she was born, and they got married on Saturday morning. Tim said, thank you for that, because it doesn't ruin the whole day and just knock our whole day. We can't go to the
it was
golf
awesome.
Course. But he was
I,
serious about yeah. that.
No, I appreciate it. It was a 10 a.m. wedding, and I never thought I'd like that. But listen, I appreciate that, because that way by noon you could have your day back.
Yeah.
Maddie is caring and practical and wise. And I said, when people were asking, well, that's odd, Saturday morning, I asked her. She said she went to one wedding like that and thought like you did and said, yeah. I don't want to mess everybody's whole Saturday up. Weekends yeah. are so precious, so I want to be able
you know,
to come celebrate
at,
and then go
put a,
on.
Put a June wedding at 5 in the afternoon, that's just cruel. I think you know what you're doing. Am I right?
I think the 3 o'clock one is more because you can't really get started with anything.
I
you
know.
Don't want to get all sweaty
3
and dirty. Then
yeah.
you know,
let me just say, as a preacher who's done a lot of weddings, the 3 o'clock one, that kind of time scares me more than anything. For that very reason, I'm afraid I'm going to forget it, because you get started doing something. So that's why I would have signs all over the house.
This is yellow stickies.
Yeah, back, no, back, a big, notes. big by 8.5 by 11 pages
oh, wow.
On the mirror in the bathroom, on the door, and just everywhere
wedding,
on the
wedding,
refrigerator.
Wedding today.
Wedding, because you forget a wedding, you're going to be remembered
you're
forever,
not
in a good way.
Another job.
Hey, I've taken us way down a detour, but thank you, Teresa.
She's got a question.
What's your question for us?
Well, I haven't answered your question yet.
Oh, okay. Which one you want to answer?
You need a sticky note for this.
I'll take the the one about the tooth.
All right, here we go. It's a dentist question.
Tooth or teeth depends on what state.
Oh, don't do it.
No,
don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm from Alabama now. Come on.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, you started something, Tim.
Here's the question. What is the name for a human third molar?
Yeah.
It's the wisdom tooth.
Yeah, there we go.
Is that right? I didn't know we were going backwards on that.
I didn't know they had a real
How'd you
name.
Know that? How'd you know that, Teresa?
Well, I will tell the truth. I did look that one up.
Okay. That's okay. Research.
That's all right on that one.
Well, you know, I'm glad it was medium hard that everybody didn't know it.
I didn't know.
I've been around teeth my whole life, well, since I was about one or two. And I didn't know that was what you called it.
I was counting like backwards, I mean, towards the front.
Yeah.
And I thought, I have no idea what
the name of a human third molar, and that's what we've all got, wisdom teeth, unless we've had them pulled or surgically cut out.
Teresa, did you hear the beloved cowbell?
I did, and I know what that means.
Yeah,
yes,
you got
ma'am.
A T-shirt headed your way.
Yeah, you can wear it to a wedding.
Ooh, awesome.
We're going to send
I have been trying to get on the show for years.
Oh, wow.
So I am super excited.
Amen. Look at this. You got through, first-time caller, and won the Learning University T-shirt. Brand new design, too. So before you ask us one, or before we do that, we just want to ask you to make sure and stay on the line so we can get your address and shirt size.
What's your question for us?
Okay, so this is a line from a movie. The infamous line, "You had me at hello," is from which romantic comedy?
It is the McGuire thing, Show Me the Money, but I can't remember the title of the movie, but it's that Show Me the Money.
Jerry Maguire.
With Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I've got five daughters, and my wife is a girl, so I know more about chick flicks and purses and fingernail polish than I'll ever admit to anybody.
All right, thank you, Teresa.
Stay on the line, Teresa. I'll put you on hold, and Cindy will get. Your information, and we'll send you a T-shirt.
Fun lady. Our listeners are the best.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back momentarily with more of Learning University. Stay with us.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Back many years ago, an elderly couple, a man and his wife, were passing through Philadelphia. Being tired in the night, half gone, they searched for a hotel where they could get some rest. Every hotel they went to told them the same thing. Sorry, we're filled up. Finally, in desperation, the couple tried a little third-class hotel. As they entered the hotel, the man went to the night clerk and spoke. "Mister, please don't tell me you haven't got a room. We've searched all over town for a room, but the conventions have filled up our usual hotels. We're so tired. Please don't tell me that you don't have a room where we could get some rest." The night clerk looked at the couple, saw how tired they were, and then spoke, "I'm so sorry, sir, but our hotel is completely full." The expressions on the couple's faces turned to disappointment. They turned, started to walk out. Then the night clerk spoke again. "Sir," he said, "I have a room which I'll not be using tonight. I have the night shift and will be working all night. It isn't a fancy room, not as nice as the others, but it is clean. And if you wish, I would be happy for you to be my guest for tonight." Well, their faces lit up with gladness. Their disappointment was turned to happiness. The woman spoke, "God bless you, young man." Feeling like $1 million, the clerk showed them to his room. Next morning, the couple went to eat breakfast. At the table, they sent the waiter to get the night clerk. They sent a message they wanted to see him. Entering the room, the clerk spotted the couple. With a smile on his face, he spoke, "Hope you got a good night's rest and everything was fine." Both the man and the woman thanked the clerk for his kindness. After exchanging a few words, the elderly man changed the subject. "Young man," he said, "you're too fine a hotel man to stay in a hotel like this. How would you like for me to build a large, expensive, luxury hotel in the city of New York and make you the manager of it?" Well, the young man sat there for a moment. He did not know exactly what to say. He wondered if the gentleman's mind was right. Finally, after searching for something to say, he stammered out these words, It sounds wonderful." You know, that young man didn't have to put those people up for the night. He could have turned them away. He had a good reason. And people have been turned away before. Remember Bethlehem? Already every major hotel in Philadelphia had turned them away. But this young man had something about him that refused to turn them away. He wanted to help, to be kind, do unto others. He did that. He followed the carpenter's command. It wasn't long after that a new hotel went up in New York City. It was one of the greatest hotels ever built. They named it the Waldorf Astoria. And the young night clerk became the manager and one of the world's greatest hotel men. The gentleman he shared his room with was William Waldorf Astor.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Hello, everyone. Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. We are going to Italy in March of 2027. We're also going to Greece in March of 2027. And we're doing those tours back-to-back if you want to do both of them. In Italy, we'll be going to Venice, ride the gondola, and see all the sights there. And we'll go to Pisa and walk on the Leaning Tower of. If you fall off, we're not responsible. Also, we're going to Rome and see the Sistine Chapel and the Colosseum and all the catacombs. We'll see all the sights of Rome. And in Greece, it's the Footsteps of Paul trip. So the places where Paul went in the Bible mentioned in Greece. If you want information on any of these tours, go to tours.afa.net. Tours.afa.net. Tours.afa.net.
Trust the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. Remember the Lord in all you do, and He will give you success. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
American Family Radio.
right. Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
That was a little bonanza coming down the pike, that's Ponderosa. Right. Not a real place you can go to, but hey, speaking of going to places, JJ, where are you headed?
Let's see, this summer, my wife and I are doing a...
We're going to go over the whole summer?
Speaking at a marriage
retreat.
Get ready, people. I got Campbellsville, Kentucky, Pregnancy Center Banquet. But the closest thing, Thursday night, July the 23rd, I'm teaming up with Johnny W., Christian comedian. I saw a thing with him and Tim Hawkins. Hilarious.
Johnny W.? Sounds like
Johnny
a spy.
Johnny W., but I'm opening for him. So you get two comedians for the price of one. Well, one and a half comedians for the price of one. July the 23rd, Green Valley Baptist Church in Pontotoc, Mississippi. It is a ticketed event.
Ah. Well, you're not a half a comedian. You're a full-fledged comedian. I'm just going to let folks know, if you've been a long-time listener to the show, you know JJ's very funny. His stand-up is hilarious. So.
Well, we're going to... Laughter is good medicine. I love to see people laugh so hard that they're just crying and, you know, just... It's fun to see people laugh.
Yeah.
All right, give your questions, Ed, and then JJ.
All right, here are my three questions. James Fenimore Cooper wrote a famous... James Fenimore Cooper wrote a famous 1826 frontier classic of American literature. What was the name of that novel? Second question, and if you can answer this without asking anybody or without looking it up, we'll send you a Learning University T-shirt. Mm-hmm. What five rights, I said five, what five rights does the First Amendment to the Constitution protect? Third question, in 1932, the Australian government launched the Great Emu War to annihilate emus, which were destroying farmers' crops. But is that true or is that false?
It didn't work because one of them became a TV insurance star.
Liberty, liberty, liberty.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You got all these granddads sitting around talking about World War II and being in Vietnam. And then you got the granddad gathering his kids up around his knee there on the front porch saying, let me tell you about the Great Emu War. Scoot up close, kids. You're going to want to hear every detail of this. Here's what I've got. First question, muscle car question.
Yeah.
Roadrunner, Barracuda, and Duster are all muscle cars. Were all muscle cars under what brand? You know, Ford, Chevy, you know, what was the Roadrunner, the Cuda, and the Duster?
They were little rascals, too, aren't they?
I think they were. Second question, what fruit? I got to add some new ones. Yeah. What fruit was originally called the Chinese gooseberry? You go in any grocery store, you're going to see this. It's under a different name. And that's what I'm looking for. But originally, it was called the Chinese gooseberry.
Wow. Even our vegetables and fruits are made in China.
See, they started making their inroads a long time ago. Third question. Let me add one more. Medicine conversion chart question. Yep. Everybody, you know, they lay awake at night hoping for a question
I've
like that.
I've got one on my wall.
How many milliliters is in a teaspoon? How many milliliters... You know, you'll see those little things on the side of the bottle. This is this much, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 milliliters. How many milliliters are in a teaspoon?
Wow. Where would you find that conversion, like on the internet? Can you find that?
Oh, yeah. You can find
AI will tell you in a heartbeat nowadays.
Yeah, Siri. Okay. She knows it off the top of her head.
I have a chart on my wall right next to the, you know, the periodic table.
Oh, that converts
table.
Teaspoons to milliliters?
Yeah, all that.
That'd have been a good thing for you to have in the middle of the night when you started chugging that that cough medicine that you thought, since it's for children, it'd be okay, but it was adult size because your child was like 100 pounds.
That was 25 years ago, but still I feel the effects today. It was the night I decided my kids were young and I was coughing my head off, and I went to the, you know, where Allison kept the medicine.
Yeah.
And it was prescription cough medicine. But my kids were young. I mean, like 8, 9.
So surely it's
under
a children's dose.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, I can't even read this, really, and I'm too sleepy I just want to go back to bed. I'm tired. Yeah.
You didn't know milliliters and teaspoon.
I didn't factor that. We've all done this. We've all just guessed, And so I just started to take me a couple of chugs. A couple of chugs of cough medicine. Of children's cough medicine.
Yeah.
That can't hurt an adult. Am I right?
Well, I think we're about to find out.
So I wake up like an hour later, and things are crawling on me. I feel like I'm hyperventilating. So I wake up, Allison, what's going on here? You know,
get them off.
You're able to see around corners.
Yeah. I took the kids to school. I'm still feeling crazy. You know how just crazy.
You drove?
I drove.
In
I know.
That condition?
But the thing about it was things were crawling. I felt like things were crawling.
I called her and said,
I don't know what's going on. I might have to go to the doctor because this is the weirdest. She said, what did you do? I said, I drank some cough medicine. That's all I've done. She said, what cough medicine did you drink? I said, well, it's one of the kids' cough medicines that we've had. It's in the thing. And I said, how much did she said, you do know that's an adult cough medicine because they weigh over a certain amount of pounds.
Did you know
doctors do this? They go on pounds. They don't go on 6-7 years old.
No, I did not know that.
I'm drinking. So I chugged. I chugged straight up.
How much more
codeine laced?
Yeah,
it had codeine.
Well, yeah,
This was a prescription cough medicine.
Cough medicine. Yeah,
that's what I've been saying.
I thought it was over the counter.
Didn't you hear me 3 minutes ago?
I wouldn't listen to that part.
I said prescription. Anyway, I didn't mean to. Sorry, JJ. That memory came back.
But he got his stomach pumped. He's here today.
Yeah, I'm here today.
And he's living happily ever after.
And I learned a lesson from that. Only chug half of what you think you need if you're doing prescription cough medicine. All right, here we go. Here are my three questions. Number one, how many live crusades did Billy Graham hold? 200, 300, or 400? That's what I want to know the answer to. Here's the second question. What was the highest rated television show in the 1950s? Everybody knows the name of this show. It was black and white, 1950s. And third, if you can answer the question I'm about to give and... we will send you an AFR T-shirt, a Learning University T-shirt, if you can answer the one I'm about to give. So, a majority of white Americans trace their ancestry back to Great Britain. And by Great Britain, I mean England, Wales, and Scotland. That's where a majority of white Americans trace their ancestry to. Now, here's the question. What are the next three places that white Americans, the most white Americans... trace their ancestry to. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love these.
Let's go,
Greenland questions.
Let's go.
All right, we go.
Greenland.
All right, we go to Miss.
I'm greenish.
I'm greenish. After drinking cough medicine.
Yeah.
Mississippi and Francis is on the line. Francis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Francis. Where do you live in Mississippi?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear?
Okay.
Can you hear us?
I'm down on the coast in Pasquerstan,
good.
A little town called Dahlia.
Yes.
All right.
My wife's from Gulfport, so I know right down there where you are. That's God's country.
Yeah.
Well, Francis, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'll try to do both.
Okay.
Somebody took my one I thought I really knew was Jezebel, I'll try the muscle car question.
Oh, okay, good. Well, here's the question. The muscle car question. Roadrunner, Barracuda, and Duster were all three cars under what brand?
I'm thinking it may have been a Pontiac.
No, ma'am, but that's a good guess.
No.
Because you had Pontiac Firebird, you had Pontiac GTO. And the GTO was one of the very first muscle cars, and some of these others, they tried to start scrambling and say, we've got to compete. Now, that was a good try, but not Pontiac.
Well, Francis, what's your question for us?
Well, I was so excited this first time I called in, and I got through of ever trying, and I didn't think that about even having a question for you guys.
That's okay.
So I just...
You're kidding.
I just came up with one. I just came up with one on the fly here.
All right, we're ready.
Here it goes. Can you name the two most devastating hurricanes that have hit the Gulf Coast and what years were they?
The Katrina.
Hold on, Francis. Yes, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Katrina, and then there was one.
I think Camilla.
No, it wasn't Camilla. Don't embarrass yourself. Camille. Yeah. Camilla. Well, says the guy from Boston.
First of all.
Camilla.
Thank you for saying don't embarrass yourself because I'm going to do it for you.
I thought you were looking at me like, Camille? You're telling me don't embarrass
now, Katrina,
yourself?
Katrina, what year was that?
I got the answer
2005.
To this.
2005. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're correct. Ed's correct about the date for Katrina. That's 2005. Is that right, Francis?
That's right, for Katrina.
Okay. Now, Hurricane Camille. I want to say it's 1969.
I was going to say 68.
60, you might be right.
But I don't know.
I'm going to throw a little personal thing. My father-in-law, Lowry Anderson, rode that one out because they're so used to, hey, this is going to be the big one. I'm tired of hearing that. It'll be fine. He rode that out, and you could drive, and you could see ships, you know, shrimp boats and things that were way inland from that.
Camille.
I forget what year it was.
I'm going to go with Tim.
1960. So I don't embarrass myself.
It's either 68
again.
Or 69.
Yeah. All right. What's the answer, Francis?
You're absolutely correct, Tim. It's 69.
Way to go, boss.
65, Katrina, and 69, and Camille. What? And yes, I was a kid, I'll say, in Camille, which we wrote it out, and then as an adult, wrote out Katrina.
Now, those are scary.
How far are you from the coast, from the actual water?
5 miles.
5 miles.
Oh, wow.
Because the water for the Katrina, we went down there 3 months afterwards, but didn't the water come in like half a mile or something?
Oh,
like a wall
more than half a mile.
Oh, more than half.
Well, in the community where I live, it's called Dalia.
Okay.
And we're surrounded by water, the Bay of St. Louis and Wolf River. And we're like 5 miles away, but some of these inland rivers and waterways, it pushed all the way.
Wow.
Yeah, there was some bad devastation close by me.
Wow.
I guess
it was very close to I-10.
Exactly.
In St. Louis, the water did get up and close I-10.
I remember that.
I got some friends together. We went down a week afterwards, took a semi-truck full of mattresses, took a bunch of fuel. Four of us buddies went down.
For Camille?
For Katrina.
Katrina.
And, boy, you're just talking about the bridges wiped out, everything, just all the trees, the buildings. It was just devastation.
That birthed the 8 Days of Hope.
And that's Steve Tiber. That's exactly
all right. Listen,
right.
Francis, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it very much. God bless you, and glad you were able to get through. Francis, listening on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
So people that live on the coast that ride those out, that's what my wife would do. She said they'd fill their bathtub up with water, so you have drinking water. You know your electricity is going to go off. She said they would look in the backyard and watch the ground heave. These trees would sway, and the ground would heave. And I said, why in the world would you stay here? She said, well, that's what people say about people that live in the tornado alleys or people that live where there are fires, you know, in California. So everybody's got kind of a thing like, why would you live in a place where this happens? You can say that to people living in Montana or Wyoming about the winters.
Yeah, but the thing about it is the winters happen every winter. Right, and the hurricanes happen every 10 years. So, unless you live in Lafayette, Louisiana, which it's annual.
Yeah, well, hurricane season, they know they're going to get them pretty routine.
Yeah,
there,
you're right. No, the threats are always there. That's what you're saying. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues, Trivia Friday, I should say, on the American Family Radio Network, also known as
Learning University.
Who's up next, Ed?
We're going to stay in Mississippi, and Terry is on the line. Terry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Hey, it's actually Carrie with a C.
Okay.
Hi, Carrie.
Carrie.
Okay, well, we just changed your name, though. Just kidding. No, yeah. Carrie with a C, thanks for calling. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I live in Corinth.
Okay. Yeah, about an hour from us here.
Yep.
In our studios, nice town there, Corinth.
A lot of Civil War history.
been there many times. I eat at that Italian restaurant downtown.
So, in Corinth?
Yeah. What's the name of it, Carrie?
Vicari.
Yeah.
Vicari?
Yeah, they got some great food.
I've actually never eaten there.
Yeah, you ought to try it sometime. All right, Carrie, will ask, answer, or both?
So I'm going to try to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to try the five rights for the First Amendment.
All right, Carrie. Now, remember, if you can answer this correctly without looking it up or asking someone, we'll send you a T-shirt, okay? Here's the question. What five rights does the First Amendment to the Constitution protect?
Okay, so this is a complete guess.
Okay.
I haven't looked anything up. So I'm going with freedom of speech, religion, press, owning personal property, and freedom of commerce.
No, you got the first three correct. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, exercise of religion, and freedom of the press. The last two, you did not get correct.
Can you give her a chance, since you've already given these three, make it easy for the next one, give her one more chance to see if she can come up with the other two?
That's what Americans love, a second chance.
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to take another chance at those last two?
I don't think I'm going to know them. Those last two were the hardest to come up with.
Hey, you got three out of five. That's good, and you really didn't make it easy for the next person.
Yeah.
So when that next person wearing that shirt, they can go. hand over their heart.
Yeah, the next person. I don't know. I guess we'll do the T-shirt too.
Cut the sleeves off, like Tim says.
Yeah, three-fifths of a shirt.
Yeah. Send them a muscle shirt.
What's your question for us, Carrie?
Okay, so we're actually on our way to the Diamond Youth Softball State Championship for my daughter's all-star team.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That's
what's your daughter's name? What age group?
Her name is Finley, and it's the 12U.
Okay.
Hi
Finley.
Hey. So where's the tournament?
in Columbia, Mississippi.
Oh, okay. So you got a drive ahead of you.
Now, what position do you play, Finley?
Normally right field.
All right.
Good.
That's second base.
Second base and right field.
That's great.
That's
What's the name of your team?
Just Corinth All-Stars.
Perfect. Well, okay. Congratulations. That's a big honor to make it to that level, and we hope you guys do well.
What are the betting odds on your team? Because I'm looking at games tonight, this slate of games. No, I'm just teasing.
He doesn't bet, Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, so Finley's going to ask you a softball trivia question.
Oh, I'm ready.
Bring it.
What country won the first ISF Women's World Championship?
Okay, softball is popular in North America, but I don't know
what
if it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say U.S.
I'm going to go with the U.S.
Yes. I'm going to just throw Cuba out there for what it's worth.
Well, you throw Cuba out there.
Cuba?
No, let me change that to the DR. A lot of baseball players from DR. I just want to hedge our
Dominican
bets.
Republic.
Yeah, Dominican Republic.
All right, Dominican Republic or the U.S., Carrie, that's our guesses.
It was actually Australia.
Australia.
Australia's softball's popular there, okay?
Here's the deal. After the War of the Emus, a lot of people had a lot of extra time on their hands, and they headed to the softball field. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. When the men was off the war fighting emus, the women had to find something to do to keep them occupied, so they started playing softball.
That makes sense.
Field of dreams.
If you build it, they will come. And then the emus will eat it.
Mm. All right. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah.
And we pray that everybody stays safe and that you
Australia.
Have fun and have a great tournament.
Australia. I know they play Australian rules football and rugby's big over
there. Rugby, yeah. Little different softball rules because they use boomerangs. That shouldn't be allowed. But who am I to say how
right.
people, you know, if they
should,
got
should their, play softball?
Yes,
wrestling,
right.
Wrestling Kangaroo wrestling.
Kangaroo.
It's a big
boxing. Yeah. Boxing kangaroo. Yeah, you feel like you're wrestling when they get on that tail and start getting those hind legs out of you.
What's in that pouch you got there?
Fred, you're going to have to go through metal detector.
You stick your hand in a kangaroo's pouch, you're going to find out what's
you're
real.
Find out the meaning of boxing.
There's the name of your book. There's the title of your book. I stuck my hand in a kangaroo pouch. I don't care
and
what's
I found
it.
Out.
I don't care what's in it. I'd read it. I'd try the book.
All right. All right. Back to the phones.
All right.
Ed,
we go
next?
To Illinois.
Illinois.
And Jan is on the line. Jan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hi, Jan. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Well, what part of Illinois do you live in?
We live in the Quad Cities, and actually, I'm a mile away from the Mississippi River to cross it over into.
Okay. Hey, tell our listeners the Quad Cities. I mean, I know them, but you got to go ahead and tell them the four.
I'm sorry. The Quad Cities is Moline, Rock.
Hey, Jan, whoa.
Your alarm's going off.
What in the world is going on there?
No, you're getting a UFO hovering over you. You're about to get sucked into a portal.
What is that noise?
We're in the car, and we're heading to Michigan.
Does that happen
that
to everybody?
That doesn't explain the noise.
Does that happen to everybody that goes to Michigan? I don't know about that. That sounds like a warning to me. Like,
it sounds like someone's alarm going off on their phone.
Do you even know what we're talking about, Jan?
Excuse me? What are the four Quad Cities? Oh, okay. The four Quad Cities is Moline, Rock Island, Davenport, and Bettendorf.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Is that where? Isn't that where John Deere is?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Well, you know your geography.
Sure does.
I know the John Deere Corporation is there, and they also have a big golf tournament every year there in the Quad Cities, the John Deere Classic. So
you know what? You want to keep it upbeat. It's Friday. But on a sad note, this farmer and his girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, broke up with him, and she wrote the farmer a John Deere letter just to break up. Yes, it was just terrible.
John Deere letter.
Yeah. Dear John.
Farmers.com. Is that, where is that dating service?
I haven't
service?
Seen a Farmers.com
what happened to them?
Commercial in a long time.
Did they get sued or something?
No, they got all filled up. All the farmers got all the
they got, all
brides,
got wives?
And they all got wives, okay. And now everybody's living
they're
happily
out of business.
Ever
okay.
After.
All right, go ahead.
Which one do you want to answer?
I would like to answer the question about the 50s TV show.
You know what? Okay, Jan, we're going to have to take a break right here. Can you call her back?
Yeah, you're breaking
maybe
up.
Maybe a better connection, too.
Okay, what we're going to do, Jan, we're going to call you back. Is that possible? We got her phone number? We're going to call you back so we can get a better connection,
and
hopefully.
Not Bluetooth, if you don't mind.
Yes, that's a
dog. I think that's what's throwing us off.
Bluetooth hounds. Have you heard of these?
Well, I've heard of the pirate. He was one of the most feared pirates in
the
Caribbean.
Bluetooth?
Bluetooth?
Had
yeah.
one tooth, but he was fierce.
He was able to hold that knife in his mouth with that one tooth. A parrot on his shoulder. You can see it, can't you?
Parrot
swinging
on his
from rope to rope over into the other ships to get that all that loot.
Yes. All right, we'll be back momentarily. We'll go back to the Quad Cities in Iowa and get
Jan
back on the phone.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.